It's the Oh Fuck, My Mom's Own Podcast, brought to you by Green Sativa, 84th and Pecos, Weed Maps, number one dispensary, Denver, Colorado, and the whole nation, the whole fucking world. Green Sativa brings you the Oh Fuck, My Mom's Own Podcast. We're bumping some fucking Freddie Gibbs, so we're going to jam his last song. It's Pimpin'. You like this?
Fuck yeah.
I got special guest Corey Cooley back in the house. We fucked up the first podcast because of my mom was home.
Yeah, weirdly mom came home.
Weirdly, my mom was there the whole fucking time.
But so we'll try it again,
this.
Dude.
Watch this. You think you like this rhythm session? Check out these horns right here. This is the shit.
Freddie Gibbs, all white rhythm section, fucking rules.
This is groovy, dude. This is sharp.
This is what it's all about, man.
This is what it's all about, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. Full band, dude. Just killing it, man.
I want it all, baby. All leather. It's like Carl Weathers.
That's right.
Yeah, dude. Freddie Gibbs is the shit, son.
All right.
Thanks for being here, Corey Cooley. Light up a cigarette.
Absolutely. 100%, dude.
You could smoke here at the mom's house.
Thank God, dude. I can't even smoke in my own podcast.
No?
You understand that?
Oh, man, that sucks, dude.
Yeah. No, they're hella, like, fucking...
Yeah, I can't smoke weed because Big Lou's here, but I will do dabs by the door here shortly. We gotta make compromises to the war,
man.
Oh, man,
You know, it's hard. It's hard out there, dude. We gotta fucking... I could smoke weed in my house. I don't smoke weed, but I could.
If you could...
I just can't smoke cigarettes, and it's fucking infuriating.
That's lame, bro.
Yeah.
Whatchamacallit? Yeah, that just... What I want to start, this is my aspiration for the next 3 to 4 years, is I want to start a hip-hop pool hall that's just weed and fucking Kool-Aid fountain and sweet tea and snacks, bro.
Yeah. Dude, I mean...
Need to get drunk or nothing, dude. You know what I mean? You just come smoke your pot, hang out. You got your little dab bar up at the thing. Like, instead of an alcohol bar, you got a dab bar over there, bro.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, there was this chick, I forget who the fuck it was, man, talking on the news about, like right now where the pandemic is, it's like right now there's an opportunity to entice people to, like, to go along with the fucking vaccine passport shit. But they have to have the carrot in front of them of their freedom, right? And that's how we should be thinking, dude, is like right now, like the government, all these motherfuckers are trying to figure out what they, like, as the pandemic kind of comes to an end, they're trying to figure out what they can cram in there. We need to also be figuring out what we can cram in there, because that's what I'm talking about. Like we need more, like, venues, places, and shit that are doing wild shit.
Yeah, no, that's like...
And actually having fun.
There's a lot of fucking... You got all your fucking breweries. You got your breweries, your tap houses, all that shit around town.
Where are the trap houses? Tetra. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. No, we should do like a gangster safe room, bro. Like,
yeah,
you gotta
that's
get
right.
out
yeah.
of a trap
yeah.
house.
Like, yeah,
how do you compromise your way out of a trap house?
Doggy,
your ass
a fucking
raped and shit,
listen
dude.
To me, a fucking a trap house themed escape room is the fucking funniest thing I've ever heard. Where it's just like there's just like a skinny fucking tweaker chick that's fucking blocking you out. She's like telling she's telling you about astrology
call,
and
I'll
shit.
I'll call Javier. Don't touch me. I'll call Javier.
Yeah, you got a straight dude trying to fuck you.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
getting out
got,
of a trap house, man.
Yeah,
it's
get a, out of a trap house, dude.
Good luck, dude.
The funniest roast I ever got.
There's a Mexican offering you hot rails, dude.
Yeah,
you got to say no, dude. That's the only way.
No. If you get high, you lose too, because then you're the next person that has to act for the next 10 days in there.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You're fucked, dude. You're never getting.
If
out
you
of
don't
that
get out of the trap house,
house
you become part of the trap old. House, doggy.
That's a good theme, hubby.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Lou's fucking sitting over here like these guys are idiots.
That's
like,
real shit, dude. That's
he's
real.
Like, he's like, you're the worst escape room is fucking jail, bud.
For real. That's true, man. That's true, dude. I was trying to call a buddy of mine is in jail right now, dude, and I was like. I was just trying to call, like, get shit together to call him just to be like, hey, bud, you know, you're fucking going through it right now. It's shitty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll be fucking supportive. We got to be supportive to our fucking friends, dude. The state's a fucking monster. It's fucking locking up people for no fucking reason. I mean, his reason was actually valid. He should probably not. But that's besides the point. You still got to support people.
No, that's like, and then, dude, I remember last year, Big Lou's got a bunch of court all the time online right now. And it's like, fuck, dude, I remember last year we were doing that shit, and they're like, oh, well, you got to go turn yourself in Jeffco.
Yeah.
So we go to Jeffco so he could go to the sober living house because he can't have no outstanding warrants or nothing. And they go like this. We're like, yeah, my dad's here to turn himself in. And they go, oh, no thanks. And we're like, what the fuck, dude? They're like, have a good day.
They are not. They have no. I went online because they were like, all right, because you can't call your friend in jail.
Yeah.
Which is fucked. But, like, first of all, but then they're like, okay, so your friend has to call you, but you got to put money in an account, and you got to set up an account here. And then I go to set up the account, and they were like, we're having troubles right now, so you got to call customer service. I call customer service. They're like, spell out your name. I'm like, Corey. And they're like, is your name Query? And I'm like, no, it's for sure not that. It's such a nightmare to deal with the state at any fucking level.
No, dude.
I can't believe that people aren't.
I got my license yesterday, and it's so fucked up. Yeah. It's so fucked up that I had to go because I paid all my fines. I went to get my reinstatement fee, and it should have just been $28. I get my license back right then, right?
Right.
Well, because of COVID, and I couldn't fucking get in there for fucking a month and a half, bro. Fucking there, that lady goes, oh, you're 7 days from having to not take the test. I'm so sorry you have to go take the test. And that was in October, bro. That was October,
yeah,
December.
Dude, that's when I got my license.
So I was fucking pissed. I scheduled the appointment for February. I missed the appointment because I didn't have a car to use.
Yeah.
So then I ended up yesterday, I went and paid $20 to take the fucking written test to get my learner's permit.
Goddamn.
At the driving thing.
How'd the test go?
Easy, bro. It's made for retards at the driving school.
No, right.
At the driving school, there was some fucking Mexican there for an hour, dude, doing his driving test, bro. And I went over there, dude. I did that driving test, dude. I was just like, I read the question, 1, 2, 3, the 3 questions. I was like, nah, this is good. Bam, bam, bam.
No, dude.
And I went through the 20 questions, fucking missed 3.
I had to go get my license. I had to finally, like, break down and get a Colorado license. I've had a Wyoming license this whole fucking time, dude. And I finally had to break down and get a Colorado license. And I'm like, I scheduled the appointment and shit. I'm going down. And I'm like freaking out. I'm like, dude, I like study for the test. I'm a neurotic dude, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like studying, you know. I'm like, what am I gonna have to take this test? I get
how many feet will a 3,000 car pound stop?
That's right.
Going 50 miles an hour.
So I get down there, dude, and there's just like a morbidly obese woman petting an imaginary dog. There's just a fat guy drooling. I'm like, they're getting licensed.
The test.
You
is
shouldn't
easy.
Even ask
the
me.
The test
like,
is
if
easy.
If I can
dude.
Complete a fucking full sentence,
oh,
just
man.
Give me the motherfucking license.
So,
like, what are you?
So I did the written test. I walk over.
Y'all just
to the
making
North,
shit
I walk
up.
Over to the North Glen DMV right next door, right? Mm. And they go, yeah, your test will be over there. Just say you need to take a picture for your learner's permit, and then come back, and we'll do the driving test for $80, and then. You go back over there, another 30-something bucks, and you have your license, you know? And I'm like, cool. So I go to the North Glen DMV, and the lady goes, oh, we're not taking no more walk-ins today. I'm like, and there's nobody in line but me, right? And then all of a sudden, people start showing up behind me. And I go, ma'am, I was like, ma'am, I really need to get this handled today. I'm trying to drive to Greeley on Saturday for a show.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're trying to hedge your bets.
Yeah, dude. So then she goes like this. She goes inside, and then she comes out with a piece of paper. And she's all, just log in right here. They say that there's slots for later on in the day. And as long as you get a slot later on today, we'll get you in right now. So I'm like, cool. Get me in right now.
Cool.
I'm ready to go. I was like, I'm down to do this, you know. And then, so I'm on that, I get online on that piece of paper,
And fuck, dude, I can't schedule it. It keeps dropping
dude,
me
this,
back.
This is what I'm saying.
No, like you said, it kept fucking up, and it says call customer service. I call customer service. I'm talking with the lady inside the fucking. I see her answer the phone.
Yeah.
From the out, I'm outside. She's like, inside. I see her answer the phone, and she goes, "There's no more appointments today." I'm like, "Ma'am." Yeah. I was like, turn around, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
And then she turns around for real, and she looks at me, and I go, can I get an appointment today? Can you see me talking to you? Yeah. And she goes, I'm sorry, not now. Ugh. And then she sends, like you said, the super obese lady back out to talk to me. Yeah. And I say, ma'am, I just tried to schedule an appointment with that lady right there. I was like, can I get in there?
Lou, dude, that's what I'm saying, dude. Is like, in their minds, man, they're looking at you like you're a video game, like you're a boss in a video game where they're like, I gotta dismantle this motherfucker right now. And they're like, wait, let's get the big gun. Send Dawn out here. And then they send out the morbidly obese girl.
They send out the giant dyke bitch with the chain around her fucking neck.
That's right, buddy.
She got a crew cut, Converse on, torn up Converse
tied to her fucking
body. Fuck yeah, dude.
They gotta slow her down, dude.
Dude, yeah. It was so fucked up. So I said, ma'am, can I get an appointment here today? And she said no. So I just said, well, you know what? Fuck you and fuck North Glen. I don't even know why I came up to this honky place,
dude.
And I talked a bunch of shit while I was walking away. And then I went right to the vape store and I got this good milk of the poppy shit. And I was like, oh, this is delicious.
Yeah,
dude.
That'll make up for it.
I was like, fuck these fucking people, dude. Let me vape this shit up, dude. And go. I went to Westminster to 84th right over here. And I went to the front door. And this gay white dude comes to the door. I was like, man, I'm having such a bad day. I was like, I just passed the test at the driving school on 120th. And I went to go in, and they said that they couldn't fit me in. I was like, I've been calling to try to schedule an appointment right here, and you guys got 3 slots, and I just can't log in.
What did he say?
He goes, oh, sir, come right on in.
That's right.
And
dude,
I was
Lewis,
like, oh,
Lewis,
my gosh,
Lewis,
dude.
Let me say this, man, because this needs to be fucking said, dude. You go either way on gay white dudes, man. But I'm telling you, man, for me, for my part, dude, when I've run into gay white dudes in public in those kind of fucking situations, they're always like they're like happy black ladies. They're like, come on in, sugar.
Yeah, they're perfect.
Let's do this. They're so good,
dude. They're cool.
Gay white dudes. Are,
I don't even know. I don't even know
the
if
only
this,
good part of the bureaucracy.
I don't even know if this white dude's gay, but the old feminine white dude at Balco on Kipling over there, dude, that takes care of me and my mom.
Shout out, bro.
I took my Merrill Lynch check over there, and he's like, well, we can't cash this all. We can't just give you the cash. I was like, well, then put it in my savings, and I need fucking $700 out right now. And he goes, ah, Louie. Your account's been dormant for months.
I've heard the speech. Yeah. I swear to God, probably the same gay white dude. I swear to God, it's just like he's just so nice. I swear to God,
Mr.
Dude,
Martinez, please.
It's so. I feel like gay white dudes right now.
I walked out of there with $300, and I wasn't supposed to get dick.
In the current climate, dude, gay white dudes are starting. It's the beginning of it, but they're starting to get a bad rap. And really, dude, like my history with gay white
they're some
dudes,
of the nicest people, and they got money to buy drugs.
They're the fat
I
black
love
ladies
gay
of the north.
White dudes,
yeah.
Dude.
They're the fat.
They're sharp,
yeah.
Bro. I don't
Absolutely.
Give a fuck, dude.
100%, dude.
As long as they don't try to fucking suck my dick, they're cool as fuck, bro. Dude.
Even when they do,
it's kind of cute, dude.
Yeah,
you're right.
Exactly. You're like, no, thank you for the drinks, but I'll be moving on.
Bro. So we're flying out. We're flying out to San Francisco for the Rage Against the Machine. Me and the homeboy Andy Higdon and Darcy. These are like 2 people I went to high school with, and we're like almost 30, going to go see the last Rage Against the Machine show at Rock the Bells. And we get on the plane, and the stewardess, I don't know what you call it, the guy stewardess is still stewardess, right?
Yeah, no, he's still stewardess.
So anyways, the cute gay flight attendant, we're all sitting in the back talking shit. I'm fucking half lit from the night before, you know what I mean? And he walks by me and he's like, what kind of cologne is that? And I was like, oh, it's sativa. I was like, it's sativa cologne, you know? And he goes, oh, I really like it. And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, I like your style, buddy. And I gave him a wink, right?
Yeah.
Oh, free drinks, little wines for
dude,
Darcy.
That's what I'm saying,
oh,
dude.
It was off the chain. I walked off that place.
They're
fucked up.
They're such nice people, man.
And he even tells me, he's like, I know you're not gay, but you're so cute. I'm going to hook you up.
If you're in the moment, dude,
if you're sharp, as long as you're cool with everybody, you're going to get hooked up.
Yeah,
son.
if you don't have any prejudice in your heart,
yep.
Gay white men will sense that, dude.
Yeah.
And even as you're denying them sex, they will high five you, which is such a level of like decency that I can't agree.
It's like,
I'm not gonna high five.
And
a
you
girl
know what's fucked up?
Me, you know what
a
I mean?
Girl dissing you.
Person.
A girl dissing you is fucking
that
is
hurts,
awful, bro.
But they're such
but
good people. They're like
a guy. He's like, oh, it's cool, man.
You're like, I don't.
Yeah, there's plenty of dicks out there. I don't even care.
You're like, I don't want to fuck it. They're like, do you want sweet tea? And you're like,
sure. 100%.
Have you ever had this place? I'd love to fucking.
This is what I like.
I'd love for you to enjoy a meal.
This is what I like. This is what I already like so much about your podcast is that, like, on my podcast, I feel like I'm going through, you know, like, deep philosophy theories, like my ideas of the world, when really what matters to me is, like, what I really want to talk about is. How is my interactions with gay white dudes? That really is like that to me is the most. That's the more.
Nah, man, I was mad. I had to go catch the bus at Blush and Blue, dude, because I was gonna tell the story about fucking. So when I was driving Lyft, bro, I picked up for Gay Pride Month or whatever. And I picked I picked up these three bears.
I wanted to correct you, but I don't know the actual thing.
I don't even know what the gay pride month. I don't even know what month it is, bud. But fucking, I picked these.
God bless them. They're out
I picked these three bears up from Florida. Big old Mexican
bears,
dudes. Bears. You know, they're big
old
bears.
Old school bears, dude.
So I pick them up from Vinyls on Broadway, right? And these cats jump in the car, and they're like, yeah, take us to tracks. So I was like, yeah, I know where you're going, dude. Don't worry about it, you know.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell my Gay Jose story, but these guys were all fucked up.
It's my third gay ride
of
the day.
So what you would call it? So then these two little twink boys come up to the car, and they're like, hey, where are you guys going? And they're like, oh, we're going to tracks. And they're like, hey, can we ride with you? So they jump in the back.
Yeah.
I pull off.
So now you got bears and twinks.
Now I got bears and two twinks, bud. You know what I mean?
This is almost a joke.
Yeah, it is a joke. It's called Louis the Lyft Driver and the Three Bears.
Yeah.
It's a fucking bedtime story.
It's like the recipe to the fucking. It's like the recipe to the fucking Big Mac, dude.
So I don't even get.
You're so close.
I don't even get around the block. I don't even get two blocks away from where I pick these cats up at. And the two little twink guys go like this, sir, can you let us out the car? And I'm like, all right, so I pull over. I let those two dudes out, the two little twink guys, because those bears.
Was it like too much?
Dude, those bears were about to eat them, bro. They were fucking grabbing their dicks. They were going wild in the back, bro.
Because you'd be a bear too.
Yeah,
like,
I would totally
bear
be
energy,
bear.
Right?
Yeah,
so.
But like these bears. So I let the little twinks out. They get out, and then I tell the bear guys, I was like, yo. Those dudes were too small for you, bud. You need to.
You would rip those guys in half.
Yeah, I was like, you would
have
fucked those guys.
You have to act appropriately.
So they're like, yeah, fuck those little twinks. And I was like, yeah, fuck them. They're like, do you know the difference between a twink and a twinkie? And I was like, no. Nah. He's all, a twink turns into a twinkie after you fill them with cream.
That's right, dude. They're like dirty old men.
Yeah. They're awful, dude.
So fucking funny.
So the best thing was so if you've been to Embassy, right? Right there by Tracks and shit, where Lily used to have her mic and Aaron Wentz.
I don't think so.
Anyways, it's right there by the Saki Bar, kind of by the Humor Underground and shit, right around the corner.
Like 5 points.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I go right there. There's these concrete benches right there, right? And like there's a bunch of dudes out there dancing and shit, right? And on top of the concrete bench, there's a dude with a white fishnet, like, muscle shirt on, right? With pink, like, silk booty shorts, right?
Yeah.
He's got his dick hanging out the bottom of it. Just like hanging fucking, out, like hanging just all the slapping, way. Dude, he's slapping his dick off of his stomach, bro. And awesome. Those fucking bears go like this, drop us off right there. Yeah. So I had to pull up right to where the dude's flapping his dick on his stomach.
By the way, that's, those by guys the way, off, dude.
And this is in the middle of the street, bro.
That's how you can tell these guys are old school. Dude, yeah. That's what Grindr used to be. Grindr used to be just a guy flapping his dick in the street. And then we were like, we have to civilize this some way.
Take us there.
They're like, where are you guys going? I'm going to the nearest guy, yeah, guy hitting his dick against his own thigh. They didn't have a system like we have now.
Oh, fuck, dude. I remember you couldn't even go in 5 points because of the plants back in the day.
Dude, a guy told me that. Like,
have me a glue.
I'm not from Denver, dude.
Don't say that.
No, it's fine. He's good. Here. I'm here.
All right, it's cool.
Yeah, I'd neutralize it, dude. It's good.
Right. I hope so.
Whatever podcast I'm on, you're allowed to say the N-word. We did a lot of sigil magic to make that possible.
Yeah. No. Whatchamacallit? We talked on the podcast when I was on these guys' podcast. We were talking about your favorite show. You remember Bait Car? Me and my dad's like, look at this dumb fucking motherfucker right here.
We went over this on our podcast, but I'll say it again because we're cross.
Watch, this is the truth.
We're cross promoting, but I had a bit about this. It was right before I left Denver last time, dude. When I quit comedy. I was obsessed with Bait Car. It's the best fucking show on earth. It's so fucking good. But the funniest thing about it, dude, is that every episode, dude, so it's like 3 Bait Cars per episode or whatever. And inevitably, one, probably two of those Bait Cars, a black person would, man or woman, would steal the Bait Car. Which they, for some reason, always made a Cadillac Escalade.
Yeah, or,
I think racist, but it worked, I guess. But every time, dude, every time.
What?
Oh, here. Oh, yeah. All right. Every time that a black person got pulled over in the stolen car, they would blame it on a Mexican woman. It was fucking...
Some Mexican lady.
Dude, rewatch that show, because it's so... Every time they're like, no, this Mexican lady gave me this car. Like, they're spinning such yarns about this poor Mexican woman that doesn't exist.
And I told him, I've seen those same episodes, and that's the reason why whenever I get caught with dope... I say I got it from some black guy on the east side of England.
Right. Every time. This is how the economy works.
You got to, and then I hope that if white people get busted, they blame it on some Chinese kid, dude. You know what I mean?
Well, that's. Here's what I think it is: the circle of life. So, the blacks blame it on the Mexicans. The whites blame it on the Muslims. The Muslims blame it on the Indians. The Indians
blame it on the Mexicans. Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
We can keep going. We could go super deep all the way to the Anunnaki.
Dude,
who's the blame? Who's the blame for this shit?
An Anunnaki gave you this car.
They'd be like, oh, wow. He's God. I guess Yahweh gave it to you.
Yeah, listen, he gave me this car. He got on Planet X and he fucking flew away. I don't know what happened.
He's like, yo, son, I'm going to give you this car because I'm going to go get on Nurubu. Get the fuck out of here.
He escaped on Nurubu.
I'm hopping on Nurubu and I'm getting the fuck out of here, son. Oh, man.
I'm going to fucking...
Oh, man, he's peeling it open.
I'm going to fucking...
I already ate a giant chunk.
I'm going to eat some more of these mushrooms. I'm on mushrooms, so...
It's funsies. I'm going to crack this beer.
If you, by the way, listeners, if you listen to Chapel Perilous, this is common. This is the theme of the show. So if you like the idea of me halfway through, not even halfway through a podcast, eating mushrooms, listen to Chapel Perilous. We
do drugs on there. I taught him how to cook Coke and cognac for Christmas, Big Lou.
That's right. It's called having fun. I don't know.
I don't know why drugs get the stigma
on people that.
You know what I think? You know what I truly, truly think, Corey Cooley, is drugs is going to save America, bro.
I agree, dude.
I think it will, dude. 100%. If we legalize drugs and got people pure drugs instead of this fucking fentanyl bullshit and let them get high, dude, the way they want to get high, dude, I think fucking we'd have a safer, all-around fucking better America, bud.
I go on about this all the time, but all right, I'll quick go into it.
Go for it. No, you can go into it deep. Go deep, son.
To be serious, is like the thing people don't realize about the prison industrial complex, and like, not even to get into the jail system, which people don't even understand how horrifying just being in a county jail is. Like, that's not good. Also,
I'd rather be in prison than county jail.
That's right. That's right. For the people that didn't hear that, Big Lou said he'd rather be in prison than in county. And nobody knows that. And it's fucked up that nobody knows that. But this is one, and this is so fucking important, man. Like, if you have any fucking good fiber in your being, you should be constantly yelling about the prison industrial complex and the local and the fucking county jail system, dude.
That's where all your taxes go if you want to know.
That's where your fucking
up.
Taxes go. And by the way, you have these cocksuckers, dude, I met this guy. I was working for a company cleaning fracking trucks years ago. And I went down for training down in Texas, right? I was working down in Texas and I was talking to this young guy. He was like 21 or something like that, and he had been working in a prison as a guard, and he was bragging to everybody about, he was like, you know, these guys know that when I'm on duty, you know, my, you know, what I say goes, and just and it's like, you're a fucking dude,
you're just a fucking babysitter, you fucking cocksucker.
For the uninitiated, for the people that are listening that are bitches, imagine if you went to Hogwarts and you were talking to a guy and he was like, and you were like, what are you majoring in? And he was like, I'm majoring in being a, I'm majoring in being a Dementor.
Yeah.
It's like, why the fuck? What kind of demonic motherfucker?
I'm majoring in being a fucking douchebag to fucking locked up people that got no fucking.
So you got fucking, asshole. You got, not just, this is the big one is, prison guard unions, right? You got these cocksuckers that are lobbying the government to keep certain chemicals illegal, yep, so that they can have a fucking pension. And so that's one part of it, right? That's the kind of obvious part. Then you got fucking, for every jail and every prison system, dude, they have to have food that comes in, dude. They have textile companies,
yeah,
that are clothing these motherfuckers. All the way down the chain, everything that has to be provided to these people, not to mention the administrative bureaucracies, every one of those cocksuckers is making money. Their retirement is dependent upon promulgating human suffering, dude.
Yeah.
They're such motherfuckers, dude. They do such little and the like local jails, dude, county jails, they are not investigating shit, dude. Those people are fucking monsters.
You got the worst. You got the worst as the vice president, bro. That chick had motherfuckers in jail that could have been exonerated on DNA evidence, dude, for fucking 8 years, bro. They have these three dudes in jail that could have been exonerated by DNA evidence, but fucking Kamala Harris blocked that shit. And that's who we got as our vice president, bro. Dude. That's how sick this world is, bro.
Joe Arpaio should have been dragged into the street and lit on fucking fire, that cocksucker. For the shit he did to people in fucking Maricopa County in Arizona, that cocksucker. Dude, you read, like, this dude Sean Atwood, he was an ecstasy dealer in Phoenix.
Yeah, I seen his story. Yeah, dude,
He, like, walls covered in fucking cockroaches. Dude, you're torturing these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
These people are fucking evil, you know? The people who run the jailing system and the prison system in this country are fucking evil. They're
almost as bad as Epstein and shit, bro. But they get paid. They're They get praised and paid, and fuck, dude, they make all kinds of money, dude.
Dude, their pensions, their retire. Can you imagine if your retirement was based on, like, well, we got to keep putting people in jail that should do no drug crime. Even if you're dealing, even if you're dealing massive amounts, like, still,
come on. Still can get it.
But that's not what fills our prison system. What fills our prison system is people with fucking personal use amounts of drugs.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Fucking and bullshit.
Dude, if you read accounts from people that are jailed, and that's what people don't realize.
That's like Big Lou. Big Lou's lucky as fuck he didn't get caught with 7 kilos, dude, after in the 90s.
You don't mind know that.
It was in the 80s when you got caught, huh, Big Lou? Because if it was in the 90s, dude, he'd probably still be in jail right now.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Dude, they were.
He got caught with seven kilos.
20 years for a fucking joint back in the day, dude. Yeah. They were doing wild. But you guys might know this. What's the length of time that there's like I think it might be like 2 years. There's a length of time if you're like awaiting trial that they can put you in jail. Like, it's like. What's the maximum amount of time you can be put in jail?
Speedy trial.
What's the maximum amount of time you can be put in jail before they have to ship you to prison? Is there one?
No, in Colorado it's like 2 years.
Okay.
But that's to get charged.
Right, so it's 2 years to get charged.
Just to get charged.
So you haven't even...
After that, they can, you know, they got it to where they get, you know...
So that's what I'm saying.
They can send you back and sit you in the county jail for another 2 years. Before your preliminary hearing and shit.
God damn. So you spend fucking...
You know, another 2 years before...
That's right.
You pick a jury.
They just fuck you. So this is what I'm saying, dude. All the way around.
People, normal people, they don't... I've been very lucky in my life. Man, not...
That's why people plead out. That's why everybody...
Right.
They plead out. You know, I'll plead out.
And you know what the worst thing about pleading out is? Is even when you go to court, dude, when court all starts out, dude, they put you in front of a magistrate. Magistrate's not a judge, okay?
Right.
When you go in front of a magistrate, that's trafficking thing, bro. It's not even fucking part of the judicial system yet.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's where they get you. If you cower before the magistrate and don't go in front of a judge, like if I ever shot somebody or something crazy like that, I'm going to go see a judge, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not fucking around. Dude, this other crazy shit, like you said, dude. But like you said, motherfuckers get caught with fucking half ounce of fucking meth or something crazy like that. You know, just something that's not even really nothing. Because I know motherfuckers that roll around with the Tupperware, two or three Tupperwares full of fucking meth. I'm talking I know motherfuckers that got like 20, 30 fucking pounds of meth in their car and shit.
So, but what I'm saying.
Those fools never get busted, but the little small timer gets busted and all of a sudden that fool's gone for fucking 8 years.
And you basically, this is what I saw a lot fucking, in fucking meth culture, man, is like, what it is that it's always the dumb, you know, and I don't mean that in a bad way, man.
Oh,
I mean, it's like, it's somebody that was hanging out that was dumb as shit, and they're you know, riding around on a bicycle with a bunch of meth on them, or, you know, by a bunch, I mean like a little baggie. That's all I'm saying. But they're riding around in the middle of, or, you know, at 5 o'clock in the fucking morning, they get pulled over, they get arrested, and they get put in jail. And this, dude, people don't understand this, man. They really don't, man. That you can... You can be charged with a crime, dude. You haven't gone to court. You haven't seen a fucking judge. You haven't had due process. But you could be in jail for 2 fucking years.
And you know why? Because you don't have enough money to pay your bail.
Go to another fucking hearing, and then do another fucking 2 years in a county fucking jail. But people don't realize that. People really think in their heads, man. They have this fantasy about the American legal system where they're like, oh no, you either, you know, you did the crime and we have a, or you may or may not have done the crime, go to court, and then now, you know, we decide whether or not you go to prison. It's like, no, that process could be long as fuck, and you're putting them in a, like you said, dude, a jail's a worse place than prison, dude.
It is.
It's bananas how little average people know about, because they don't go to fucking jail. Yeah. You know.
Or if you don't bond out,
if you don't bond out
and everything, you're screwed. Because at least when you bond out and everything, you said, but you could get a lawyer or public right. defender, somebody to fight for you and everything. And that's where you get the speedy trial going. Right. That's how you get the speedy trial going. But if you're stuck in jail and stuff,
you're fucked.
You're fucked.
Well, that's the thing, dude.
No, if you can't bond out, that's the worst thing. Because when you can't bond out, you lose your job. Your family gets pissed right, at you, dude.
So
everything
who does
fucking
it affect,
everything
dude?
Breaks
who
down.
Who does it affect?
The
always,
poor people get
the poorest
fucked,
people,
bro.
Dude. They can't get fucking. They can't get a good defense, dude.
I don't give a
it,
fuck, dude.
Such a motherfucker.
Bonnie Bell will get me the fuck out of jail because her fucking son died in fucking downtown, fool.
Yeah,
he died down there because fucking nobody would go bail or not nobody bail him out. He died right when somebody bailed him out, bro. Like, the cops
dude,
beat the fuck out of him,
that's
bro.
That's the deal, dude. They're
up.
A bunch of, unfortunately, man, they're a bunch of fucking saints being created
yep.
because they're watching their loved ones go through that fucking process, man. It's, dude, it's a fucking nightmare.
And
nobody
know,
knows
know.
About it. Nobody, they don't think that far into it. It's like why, you know, I've talked to so many, you know, like right-leaning people, you know, and I get along with everybody. You know, I don't have a fucking side, but I've talked to so many right-leaning people that talk like they're fucking libertarians, man. And it's like, man, this is a system that is, there's a system that's robbing people of their liberty, man, and the fucking drug war, we have to stop that.
I said, legalizing drugs will save America, bro. Because, you know, and if all these prison motherfuckers ain't smart enough to go fucking invest in their fucking dispensary, then fuck them, bro.
Well, dude,
let them fucking take care of real fucking. Let them go fucking catch Epstein, bro. What the fuck, dude? They can't find
let
these fucking child molester motherfuckers,
but it's so hard, dude.
It's
like,
a joke,
dude,
son.
So many people I met, like being a drug guy, man, and you know, doing drugs take you to wild places. You know,
it'll take you wild places,
but
then
you
in the same
so many
sense,
people,
dude.
Hold on.
All right,
You meet so many, like, really good people that could have had a shot. They could have had a shot at something.
Yep.
But they were. I mean, everybody's fucked up from their childhood. Yeah, that's life. But then you throw them into this fucking system, and they get way more fucked up from just being up there,
man.
In their head. Like, I gotta keep an eye out. You know what I mean? And
I gotta watch my back so I don't
exactly.
get stabbed, fool.
Yeah, and
they get all institutionalized the shit.
Exactly, dude. And
no, that's
like I
used to not like my homeboy, man. Marcos, bro, because he sold coke, and like just the way he talked, like we went out to the bar and he was telling these bitches, yo, which one of you hoes is gonna suck my dick, and he didn't even know these bitches,
right.
You know? And I was like, he's all gangster like Freddie Gibbs, you know what
yeah.
I mean? He's fucking super gangster, throwing gang signs up, all that shit, dude. He don't give a fuck, but. And then I didn't like him, but then fucking he gained my respect, bro, because I was me and his best friend Lee from high school. I started working with Lee doing tile, and we became really good friends too. And he was in jail, and then he gets out of jail, and I'm setting tile, and he's a grouter.
Right.
So I go to jump in the truck in the morning, and he's all, get in the front, fool. And I was like, nah, you're Lee's friend. He's like, nah, we're going to work, fool. He's like, you're a setter. I'm just a grouter. Get in the front.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the pecking order. That's what.
Right.
That's
right.
One thing that I hope, it's not even that I hope the pecking order comes back. I hope these cats that come back in this comedy game right now, dude, that are coming back from this COVID shit, I'm going to treat all the cats that were there before with utmost respect, bro, because I don't even care if they didn't host a mic. I don't care if I just seen them at an open mic before COVID. Mm-hmm. They, to me, those people have been doing it longer
than
anybody.
Game.
Yeah,
they're
in the same game as me. I respect them. If they show up to my open mic, I'm putting them up before any of these other motherfuckers that ever came.
Well, dude, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, the people who really taught me fucking loyalty. Like, the people that taught me loyalty in a deep way, man, all of them were criminals.
Oh, yeah.
All of them were criminals because they had to learn, like, a real, like, utilitarian loyalty.
Yeah.
And that's, like, it breaks my heart that you know, you have all these, you know, like, middle class half fags that are running around that hate their fucking family. They've never had a sense of community.
And the worst is they fucking demand respect, bro.
Right, and it's like the reason they can't get it is because
they don't fucking give it, bro.
Having a real family and a real community—that's how you learn what respect is actually. Exactly. Respect is a far more serious and terrifying thing than these motherfuckers are able to.
But look, everybody's demanding respect, bro. Look at how much respect the trans community demanded from Dave Chappelle for saying jokes about him, bro. You know what I mean?
Right, but
they should have fucking noticed that him talking about it is motherfucking respect, son.
But that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? If you look back historically, dude, if you look back at the people that wrote, memoirs of when they were in prison and shit, yep. Those people were always at the cutting edge of accepting trans people and gay people into their culture.
Yeah.
All of our culture comes from fucking prison culture, dude.
That's like...
And you know.
It does, dude. That's why fucking black dudes sag, bro, because they want to show off be gay. So,
hell yeah, dude. Just playing. No, we're just playing.
We're just joshing. This fucking crazy bitch is texting me. Yeah, no, dude. So, on the lighter note.
Yeah, no. Sorry, I had a rant about
Your comedy's been doing real good, Corey Cooley. I dig all your shit that's been going on.
Hell yeah, dude.
Especially pissing in the little kid's mouth and shit.
Yeah, you gotta have fun, man.
That's off the chain, bro. Like, fucking, whoa, you're not fucking on the sexual predator list?
I did that bit about pissing a kid's mouth. And I was like, dude, I had like a handful of these like sets that I had.
And Dave and Buster's is the perfect place to piss in a little kid.
That's the only place to piss in a kid's mouth, really. They will give you, if you, the longer you piss at the kid's mouth, the more tickets they give you. I was doing that, I was doing like this fucked up material, dude, for a while, and getting like good crowd response, like, yeah. It was fine for me, you know, I was like, all right, cool, like, whatever, but then afterwards... After every set, like, this happened, like, 3 weeks straight, dude. Like, after every set, some comic would come up to me and be like, hey, you know, that in a room full of comics, that would have killed. Or, like they were like, they would be like, hey, man, I know that didn't go great, but I liked it. And I was like, I thought it went pretty fucking well. And then you sent me that fucking Patrice thing where fucking Patrice O'Neal was saying, it should be about half and half, dude.
Yeah,
like, half the audience like should be fucking
half. Or if you could make it quiet, and then for half your set, and then just fucking start bringing it back.
He's like, if you can make half the people be dying laughing, and half the people walking out. Like, you sent me that shit, and I was like, all right, cool. I'm cool with people not being comfortable with what I'm doing. So I appreciate that, man. Mm-hmm. Dude, we gotta remind each other all the time.
Nah, man,
dude.
It's fucking
important, dude.
I walked outside of Epic the other day when you drove us over to Epic. Yeah. I walked outside and I was like, fuck, dude. I was like, I bombed so fucking hard. Or no, I told the tall guy, I was like, give me a cigarette so I could light the fuse of this bomb. Yeah. I just fucking made it.
That's great.
Hell yeah, dude, because that's how you do it, bud.
No, you just gotta take it, but dude, you like people that do fucked up. You have that fucking bit about getting in a fight with a dude and then realizing it was a chick, and it's like that's a fucking hard bit. That's fun. Like,
yeah,
I still have
no. That bit took me 6 months to make funny, or else it just sounded like I was an asshole punching a girl.
Right.
Like, it took me 6 months to start the I'm a girl, I'm a big fat girl, and then I punched her. You know, took me 6 months to come up with that, or else I just looked like an asshole punching a girl, dude. But when I started coming up with the I'm a girl, I'm a big fat girl, and I punched her back, dude, that shit started killing it, bro.
Dude, you gotta, well, like, I don't know, to. I had this idea like a long like years ago that because you know all my friends that are not comics they act like comics. You know what I mean?
Like this guy.
Yeah.
Fucking my homeboy Leonard, my homeboy Cisco. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And like, so I had this idea years ago that like, what technically what we're all doing to each other, like my best friend, dude, I call him or he calls me, one of the two. He's been my friend since I was like 16.
Yeah.
And when we call each other, we'll inevitably answer the phone with either "What's up, dickhead?" or "What's up, homo?"
Yeah.
Like that's it's
yeah.
It's,
or
it's
I always go, "What up, ho? What up, ho?"
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, ho! I knew you was gonna call me. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
it's a way. It took me years to figure this out. That what it is it's the way that working class people talk to one another.
Yeah.
It's like they haven't been. Working class people haven't been inundated with PC bullshit. So we don't know no better. We're like if you're fat and you act kind of weird, we're going to call you fat and gay.
Yeah.
Like we're going to, and it's never out of any hate. It's like, it's
not
just,
out of hate. It's all total observation, bro. If you fucking
it's like
you saying, oh, look at like Tall Guy. Tall Guy is a perfect example of the best nickname you could give a fucking tall, goofy motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, Tall Guy? And I just hated homeboy's fucking name. I hate Corey Cooley. Just one sec. Hey. All right.
He's gonna take a phone call.
Hey, can I call you back in like 20? All right, later.
All right, we're back.
Yeah, we're back. No, but like...
People need to realize this shit that you know, it'd be one thing, it all really goes back, you know, and I'm not a Marxist or anything, man, but it does go back to some sort of, it does go back to class shit where it's like...
Yeah, it is classism.
It's like what this shit is, it is people that have, that... Are the intelligentsia, right, of the you know, of the society, they're trying to tell us how to talk, how we should communicate with one another. We've been communicating with one another this whole fucking time. Lower class people, working class people, we've been dealing with each other this whole fucking time. Across races, across sexualities, we've been doing it this whole fucking time, and now they're coming into our shit and telling us how the fuck to talk. And it's the same cocksuckers that, like, if you look at the history of the illegal wars that we've been running for the last fucking
everywhere,
you know,
50 bro.
Fucking years
everywhere,
every
dude.
One of those wars, every one of those
Contras.
Wars was planned by the same college professor Harvard motherfuckers that are now telling us how to talk. They're the same motherfuckers that set up this prison industrial complex, and now they're telling us how to talk. It's all right,
I think we're
program.
Going too deep
anyway,
in a conspiracy, all right, bro. All right,
all right.
Let's liven it up.
Hell
I gotta go host the open mic later.
I wanted to get Lou out.
I'm done with that, dude. Right. I fucking think too much about that shit, anyways.
All right, hell yeah.
So, let's talk about Big Lou. I heard this guy fucking used to eat so many shrooms it made him weird. Have you ever known anybody like that? Just himself. All right, nah, dude. Hey, dude, you don't even know. This guy taught me everything about drugs.
All right, hold on. Corey, I'm gonna get another beer.
All right. Yeah, nah, Corey. So, my dad is the only person I've ever met that took 3 hits of acid, was getting a tattoo, and still passed the fuck out, bro. Passed out cold, son. Like, fucking... I can't believe he did that shit. And, like, he was still getting a tattoo.
No, that's a different...
And homeboy goes, is your dad okay? The guy giving him a tattoo. I said, Dad, are you all right? He goes like this. He goes... Oh, I was asleep. And I was like, dude, you just fell asleep on acid, dude? Oh, it's fucking crazy, this motherfucker right here.
One of the best things that I ever heard, man, is Big G talking to me, and he was telling me years ago, man, we were tripping on acid at Three Kings at an open mic. So we went to the open mic on acid, and which is so fucking funny. At one point in the open mic, dude, Vic calls me over, like, so excited. He, we're both tripping like a motherfucker. He calls me over to this table where Nate Lund is sitting.
Yeah.
And he goes, come here, you got to see this. And he points at Nathan Lund, and Nathan Lund looks at me, and he's like, all right. And he's wearing whatever shirt he was wearing, dude. It was some weird pattern. Yeah. And he just starts rolling his stomach, like, with the shirt. And we start laughing hysterically. We just, like, lose our fucking minds, dude. Like, after that, we went down to fucking Mutiny, Mutiny Cafe, and just tripping. We were tripping. There was, like, a fucking weird jazz band playing. It was rad. And we were, like, sitting there playing jazz and shit. But Vic was talking to me about, like, the history of acid, you know, and he said that, like, one of the most important things that I think people need to keep in mind is, like, the government was trying to use LSD to, like, fuck with to, like, do shit, mind control or, like, truth serum, whatever the fuck. And really the reason they stopped doing it is because acid is just unpredictable.
Yeah, no, like,
we don't know what it's going to do.
You never know, bro. Yeah. Like, fuck, man, I've had some of the best trips, and then a few times, man, I thought fucking Big Lou was going to kill me, bro.
Absolutely.
I remember one time I was tripping 100%, acid.
100%, yes.
And Big Lou goes, you're an asshole. And I was like, fuck you, bud. And then fucking right when I turned to walk down the hall, all of a sudden, boom, right where I was standing, there's a fucking screwdriver stuck in the fucking wall. I'm like, did you just throw a screwdriver at me? And he's like, you're lucky it wasn't there, motherfucker. And I was like,
dude, it's
oh,
weird.
Fuck, dude.
It's weird. Dude, you don't know how it's going to... Dude, I'm the same person. I don't know what it's going to do to me when I take it, let alone what it's going to do if I give it to other people.
Oh,
you know?
Dude, like,
you have no fucking idea.
My homeboy tried to crawl through the fucking drain of the sink. Well, I'm tripping acid.
Doggy, it's
unbelievable. I was like, yo, bro, you're never going to get that fucking small, bro. And he's like, I'm going to try. I was like, motherfucker,
I'm going to give it the old one. I'm going to give it the old one, dude. I'm going to see if I can't do it.
Oh, man, I got some ecstasy, too. I might go crazy tonight. Nah, that's tomorrow. Hey, let's take some ecstasy and take those dick pills you got.
Yeah, dude, fucking... Dude, me and Lou roll up to the mic on fucking Blue Chew and ecstasy.
Jake just fucking hard as a rock. I'm here to tell some jokes.
who's on the list?
I got one of these Blue Chews stuck in my throat. I got a stiff neck all day.
Yeah, dude.
I told that to Alan. I was like, he was taking something, vitamin or something. I said, is that a Blue Chew? Better hope it don't get stuck in your neck. I was like, I did. It happened to me. I had a stiff neck. He's like, that was the corniest, funniest shit ever. I was like, fuck you. Oh, man.
That's what I'm saying. It's connected. It's connected, though, man. Like, this is why. This is why you're naturally funny, dude.
Yeah.
It's like the connection to like working class and like the crime. Maybe crime class is a term.
I don't know if it is crime. It's just fucking this. I was talking shit to Kelsey Woods, you know what I mean? Because she's like, you got a line? I was like, yeah, but I smoke it. And she's all, why? And I was like, because fucking line's fucking my nose. And you can only get so high when you do line. Like, once you get your nose packed full of fucking coke, even if you put water up there, you're still not going to get as high as that fucking first two or three lines you did. So fucking why not just smoke it just like a dab? You're going to get high every time. Compared to, like, you smoke two joints, you're going to have to smoke a blunt. Mm-hmm. You smoke that blunt, you're going to have to smoke five blunts. To where you fucking just do a dab,
you get
high.
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
20 minutes later, you do a dab, you get fucking high
100%,
again. 100%. An hour later, you do fucking three dabs, you get way higher than you first got because you did three more extra dabs, son. You know what
but
I mean?
This is what I'm saying, dude, is that, like, I think we share this, man. It's like, I come from drug culture.
Yeah.
Like, that's, you know.
No,
it's
and that's,
in my family.
That's like I said.
That's where I'm from, you know. But
you know what? I've gotten high with a few people in this Denver comedy scene, dude. But, like I even been telling people that have been hitting me up to go, hey, maybe we should go fucking get a little high this weekend. Or your birthday's coming up. Let's get high. And I'm like, I don't even care if you got enough money. We both got money to go pitch on drugs and get high. I don't like getting high with you, dude. You're weird when you get high. You do dumb shit. Like, fucking, right. there's a certain somebody that we know that even if I mention the word fucking or my dope man's name or something like this, they start going like this. They get that throat shit. They start, like, they fucking already getting high.
That's what I'm saying is, like to me, I really enjoy getting high.
That's it.
But and that's you don't want motherfuckers. You don't want to waste your high on.
Yeah, you don't want to waste your high doing lame idiots.
You know, a good high, you just get high and you treat it like you're sober. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't act different. You know what I mean? It's not like a special occasion. You're just like, oh, I'm on drugs. It's, you know, it is what it is, you know? It's not a... But that's the ultimate tragedy of these, you know, middle-class kids, is that they don't know how to do drugs, and B, and as much as they posture, Lewis... Yeah. As much as they posture about how much they care about people, it's like there's this massive group of people in your country that are not immigrants. They're not. They're natural born citizens.
Who the fuck cares about these people?
Whose rights are constantly being violated in ways that are so horrible. If I were to explain them out loud on this pod, it would ruin the podcast. And it's like but they're just letting these people go because they don't know.
I love legal immigrants, bro.
I love illegal immigrants.
Immigrants that make good tacos, but I love legal immigrants, dude. This Mexican Fred I used to work with in the sewer company, dude. Fred, I'm sorry I told you chica tu madre. I never meant for you to go fuck your mother, bro.
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
Bro? That was rude of me. But, like, dude, this Mexican, he comes to Denver every year and works for 8 months,
mm-hmm.
sends his money back down to Mexico City, right? He works in the sewer here making 20-something bucks an hour, all that shit, dude. Mm-hmm. He's top pay in Mexico City.
Yeah.
Electrician. You know how much money he makes per hour over there? $12.50, bud.
Fuck. Come on.
What kind of a... Why do you think he comes up to America every fucking year? There's opportunity up here, bro.
Dude, a buddy, my best friend growing up, man, his dad lives in Wellington.
Yeah, I know where
just
that's at.
Just north of here. He's a carpenter, you know, a tradesman. He does all, you know, whatever, all kinds of shit. Maybe the best human I've ever met in my life. And he immigrated up here illegally when he was 14.
Yeah, my uncle did
this. He crossed the fucking border when he was 14. Yeah, yeah. Like, you're not realizing what these people have gone through to get here. You know, it's... Wait, who are your
cousins? No, my cousin Epi, his dad, did the same thing. Most of his family came up here illegally. Okay? He got with my aunt and had a bunch of kids. He brought his mom up, and then, you know what he did? He fucking got nationalized, bro.
Yeah, same thing.
He did it all legally, bro. He ran a horizontal boring company. Me and my dad both worked for him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And he's a sharp-ass cat, bro, you know, but he's OG Mexican, dog.
That's what I'm saying about my friend Arroyo. Yeah. He's like, dude, I would rather have a million of him than most of the people that are natural born citizens in this country,
because
he's a good man. You know what I mean? He immigrated legally. 14 is a fucking child, dude. Yeah. As a child, he immigrated here illegally, and just to the soul, one of the best people I've ever met. You know what I mean?
Man, that ran through. That hour ran quick.
Dude, we nailed it, dude. Yeah. We went through fucking prison, immigration, dude. We nailed it all, dude.
I even forgot what we talked about out to get, but that's probably the mushrooms talking to me on the inside,
right.
Dude.
I'm about to eat some more, dude.
Hell yeah. Eat the rest of them. We're going to, show up to Bruce tonight. It's Friday night. Show up to Bruce. It's the 9th of April, So tomorrow is my birthday. If you're sharp, go up to Syntex, 706th Street, Greeley, Colorado. I'll be there tomorrow night headlining fucking Syntex. So go check it out. It's going to be a fucking blast. But show up to Brutes tonight. Me and Corey Cooley will be there. Big Lou's going to show up later, and we're going to have a fucking ball. So see you there. Peace. Oh, fuck, my mom's home. Get out of here.
Let's go.